Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
I just need some help. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you have brought your children here to this church, Father, to your local church, which you love, Father God, and you set it up. It is your way of doing things. And Father, I thank you. Now, Lord, I pray that your word comes forth, Father God. I am just a messenger. I'm just an implement, Father, of your word. And I pray it comes forth the way you want it, Father God. Help me to leave off what you don't want, Father God. And I pray that your children, Father, they are your children, Father, grow and understand and learn from what the Spirit is saying tonight, God. I appreciate it, and we all thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. God is so good. He always does this for pastors. Sharon, I mean, you know, when Patty picks out the song, she's led, you know. But it coincides so often of what we're teaching on. And I had to write that down real quick. Strong tower is the truth. God is a strong tower, and that's what I hope comes through in this message, which is called Supernatural Protection. Okay. 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 From Genesis to Revelation, God presents himself as a God of deliverance, a protector also. Okay. Now, this, I just happen to like this scripture. It don't really go along with my next little thing that I'm going to do, but I like this scripture. I think you'll like it. It's in the New Living Translation, Isaiah 33:21. Isaiah 33:21 in the New Living. It says, "The Lord will be our mighty one. He will be like a wide river of protection that no enemy can cross." I like that. I got that as the image, a wide river the enemy cannot cross. And then it goes on to say, and that no enemy ship can sail upon. I just love scripture. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of scripture in this, but I am going somewhere and there are some testimonies. So pastor doesn't kick me out. Okay. Okay. Now, 2 Samuel 22:2-3. That's 2 Samuel 22:2-3. Now, I'm going to use the New Living Translation, but not on all of these, just this one, okay, and a few other ones, okay. David sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from all his enemies and from Saul. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My Lord is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Okay. He goes on to say, he is my refuge, my savior, the one who saves me from violence. And I'm telling you, you know, in this day and age, I mean, you can see the violence. That's almost funny. That's where you really can't watch too many things. Okay. But just think, God has provided that you can go to Walmart and be safe. Now, I'll be honest with you, you can go to Walmart and be safe, okay, from violence. You can go to a football game and be safe from violence. And I'm going to give a little thing that I heard. I heard in Lower California about 2 or 3 weeks ago, a normal, I believe, was high school football game. Well, somebody got ticked at the other team, pulled out his gun, and shot 6 people. I'm telling you, I'll pray, they all lived, you know, just, but I mean, you see what I mean. God can protect you at a football game. Okay. I'm just trying to get that out there. Okay. Now, you're going to hear the word shield a lot. Okay. Shield means, because shield has meant a lot to me. I just have that in my head. Shield means to provide with a protective cover or shelter. Like, for instance, in the New American Standard in Psalms 3:3. Oh, yeah, in Psalms 3:3, a New American Standard, it says, "You, O Lord, are a shield about me, the glory and the lifter of my head." Okay, now this is the voice, Psalms 3:3. This is the voice translation. But you, Eternal One, wrap around me like an impenetrable shield. Now here's the Psalms 3:3 in the Passion translation. You, Yahweh, have become my shield. You take me and surround me with yourself. Your glory covers me continually. I love these other translations. They really whoop up your faith. Okay. Demonstration. Now, this is what I kind of bring. I forgot my person. I'm going to have to do, this is a person, okay. And she has a pink outfit on today, sorry. But I mean, this is a shield about this person. Uh-huh. This is a shield about them. And I always visualize myself with a big, heavy, unpenetrable, bullets or anything, shield.
That's right. Yeah.
Praise God forever. Now, why was I going to say this? Okay, I guess that's all. Just, I wanted you to see that. I wanted you to, sort of little kid. Okay. I had a really nice one to bring. Okay. Now, Psalms 115, 9, 10, and 11. That's Psalms 115, 9, 10, and 11. Okay. I believe this is the New King James. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Now, three times that's in the Bible, right in a row like this. I like that. He is their help and their shield. He is your help and your shield. He is your help and your shield. Hallelujah. Now, Passion translation of Psalms 119, 114. Psalms 119, 114, Passion translation says, you wrap around me, your wrap around presence becomes my shield as I wrap myself in your word. I'm telling you, I just love these extra ones. They're just good. And you know what? You must feed on the word. I'm sorry, the one lightly thing ain't going to do it. You got to feed. Now, I could say the word meditate, but I chose to say the word feed. And because I was listening to a preacher, I don't know when, and he kept saying, now, if you want this particular thing in your life, you got to feed on that scripture. You got to feed on scriptures pertaining to that. If you are sick, don't feed on finances. You know what I mean? Get it? Got it. Okay. Okay. Okay, about protection. Feed on the word about protection. And I just want to bring out them scriptures, okay. As you know, we live in a volatile world nowadays. I don't want to even think about it. There's road rage, get fired from your job rage. We could have seen that, okay. They got fired and they came back and they shot the employees. Airplane rage. Political rage, now we're hitting each other because we don't like the party we're in, okay? And the terrorists, and then I hate to say it, but just people who are insane. You know, a lot of them people, okay? Now, let's see. Okay, I have a testimony here. This is the New King James Version. Hello? Am I still on? Okay. This is the New King James Version. Psalms 121, 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve you from evil. The Lord shall preserve you, your going out and your coming in, from this time and forever. And that preserve means keep safe from injury. Okay, now that's the New King James. I just, the reason why I have a testimony about that is because probably I was, something ain't working, buddy. I got to hear myself. Okay, going right along. Okay, when I worked at Walmart, probably my daily devotional, and I want to speak something about daily devotionals. You can do anything you want to do as long as you're with God. Okay, but I always did a very daily devotional. And one thing about a daily devotional, God always knows where you're at that morning because you do it day by day. He always knows where you're at, so he can talk to you. Okay, and I guess I come across this, I believe, was many years ago. The Lord shall preserve you from evil. Okay. I was working at Walmart, and we had opened a new Walmart. We went a block away from here to this all-night one. We just went a block away, but it was all new and everything, you know. And we'd been there, I don't know, let's see, well, I've been there a year or something. I'm not sure, okay. And a man got bit by a recluse spider, and the doctors clarified it, okay. Right here, as he was reaching for something, you see what I mean? And you know what? A nice young man, and played basketball. That arm could not be moved. I don't know how. I don't know if it got better, but it was 3 months like that. You see what I mean? Okay. And so then another boy reached up for some older stock, you know what I mean? And he said he's seen one. So she, you know, goes all around Walmart, you know. And I'll be honest with you, it kind of scared me, okay? And because I reach into old stock and everything underneath and everything, ooh, boxes and everything, you know. I worked in the back, not in the front where the people are, but in the back, okay. And I had to do something, y'all. I had to do something because I was a wreck, okay. And I come across this scripture, and I thought, well, shoot, if he's going to preserve me from all evil, going out and coming in, and I wasn't scared after that. Because I had fed on that scripture. You can find the scripture and feed on it. Okay, but that helped me. Okay. Now, Psalms 121 in the Passion Translation. Oh, some of these are so good. Psalms 121, 7, 8 in the Passion Translation. He will keep you from every form of evil or calamity. As he continually watches over you, you will be guarded by God himself. You will be safe when you leave your home, and safely you will return. He will protect you now, and he will protect you forever. That's a good scripture. Okay. Okay. And Psalms 91:11. You can write that down. Psalms 91:11. Okay. Okay. So 91:11 is okay. You all know 91:11 because we've been preaching and preaching on 91:11. Okay, and the whole psalm. And you know what? You can choose. You can choose any scripture. I just brought some more out, but you know, Psalms 91 is wonderful. It's just wonderful. But I just had some testimonies on some other ones. Is what I brought that. But Psalms 91 is wonderful. Okay. This is Psalms 91:11, Passion Translation. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending from all harm. Well, I like that. And I'm going to go into some more angels, okay. Now, this is Psalms 34:7 in the New King James. Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Now, this is the Passion. Oh, I like this. This is the Passion, 34:7 Psalms translation, Passion translation. The angel of the Lord stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for you and for everyone else who fears God. Oh, I'm telling you, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, if you could just feed on that one, okay? Okay, the Holy Spirit told Annette Capps. Now, that is Charles Capps' daughter. If you don't know, he's one of those big evangelists on television and everything and all around the world, you know. And he's noted for the scripture, speaking things that be not, as though they were. He's noted for that, okay? So the Holy Spirit spoke this to Annette Capps. This is good, y'all. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. One reason the words you speak are so important is because the angels are listening to what you say. They stand beside you daily, listening to the words that come out of your mouth. If your words are in line with my word, the Holy Spirit was saying, the angels have an assignment, and they go to work on your behalf. I designed them as ministering angels. And he goes on to say, Holy Spirit goes on to say, they listen to your words to see if your words agree with my words. My word is my will, that's God. My word is my will for man. Man was designed to speak truth. My word is truth. Hallelujah. Okay, I think he was done speaking, and then I think I go on to say, okay, so give voice out loud to God's word, and you empower your angels to work on your behalf. Been doing that a lot since I read this, okay. Angels want very much to get involved in your personal affairs, in your home, in your business, in every aspect of your life. They are sent by God to assist you. But you have to key in your mind, your brain, into the word. We live our life by faith. I know you know that. Not by feels like. I don't feel like doing it. Not by it looks like. It doesn't look like it's going to work out. So if you was to say, it looks like there is no way out of this, angels are listening. Okay. Now, okay, I had heard a long time ago the angels were listening. Okay, but Acts 16:31 says, me and my whole household shall be saved. Well, I want my family in Michigan saved. I mean, I just think about them often. I just think about them. Okay, okay. And so I heard about this. So for many years, out of my mouth, I say this. I call all my family in Michigan born again, using their time, talent, and money for the kingdom of God. And I say it, and I say it, and I say it, and I say it. The angels are listening. Okay. I claim their salvation. Okay. The angels are listening. Angels are listening. And I call things that be not as though they were. And you can do the same. Just think. Get key in your mind on that. Okay, I used to fly to Michigan once a year to see my mom, elderly mother. A lot of flights I took were before I received tongues. Okay, I'm just guessing 70s and 80s, I don't remember. Okay, I would get on the plane, sit down, open my Bible to Isaiah 41:10. Now I'm going to read these in a couple translations. New American Standard says, do not fear, for I am with you. That helped me right off the bat. Do not fear, for I am with you. Whew. Do not anxiously, I'll remember that, Holy Spirit, I'll remember that. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So one time on the plane, I was sitting at the window and I seen sparks coming out of the jet engine. And I asked Dishes, I says, is that normal? And he says, it's probably not. You know, some says there's sparks coming out that engine, you know. So what I did is I got back on the word, y'all. Okay, do not look anxiously about you. Just stop. Don't look anxiously about you, for I am your God. I'm telling you, that helped me. I did not fly without that scripture, I can tell you. Okay. Okay, and I fed on that, and I quoted it often. Okay. Okay, just one minute. What was I going to... What? Holy Spirit, I already forgot what you wanted to tell me. I'm sorry. Bring it back. Hate that. Choose scripture that you can image victory. That's why I gave you some scriptures. You can go to Psalms 91. But choose, you have the right to choose scriptures that you can image victory. Okay, maybe one of the scriptures is one of the ones I gave, or Psalms 91. What can you image that will help you trust in God's protection? You know it says in Daniel 10 and 12, an angel said, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words, and God does not change. He comes in response to our words. Okay. Always speak what you want, not what the problem is. Pastor teaches that all the time. You're caught in a snowstorm, in a blizzard. Don't say, Oh, we'll never get out of this alive. I mean, the angels are listening. Do you want that? Oh, we'll never get out of this alive. Don't say that. Okay. Okay. You don't want the angels to respond to that. Okay. Always speak a good outcome. My pastor teaches that all the time. Always speak a good outcome. Think about this. Jesus himself only used words to defeat Satan. He could have called for legions of angels. He could have. Out there in the wilderness, when he was out there in the wilderness, okay, being tempted in the wilderness. Then the devil left him alone after he didn't get nowhere with him, because he always had a good report with his words. The devil left him alone for a season. And I read this somewhere, 3 months without the devil is a season. I like that. I can go for that. Okay. Notice, angels came to minister to Jesus. It wasn't just Jesus and Satan alone on that mountain that day. Angels were listening. Jesus spoke overcoming words. Just like Daniel, angels came because of Jesus' words. That's why it's so important to put the word in your heart. And a pastor tells this often, that woman, that all she knew was feathers, okay? But that's okay, she was probably panicking, but she had put that in her heart. She said feathers, and God rescued her. Amen. But she had put it in her heart. Okay, now listen, you know the scripture in Luke 6:45. What's in your heart in abundance will come out of your mouth. God said so. So the bottom line here is, take the word off the printed page and put it in your heart through hearing, speaking, reading, and actually singing, which I do a lot. Okay, you've got 3 to 4 avenues of which is going into your heart, and you want it in your heart, because when you're in a panic, you want it, your heart, to come out of your mouth, not what's in your head. Okay. And we sang that song tonight, and I even had this scripture on here. We sang that song about a strong tower, and I wrote down here that song that we sing also in this church. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now, I visualize a tower. I really do. Strong tower. I visualize that big old tower like in the old medieval days, you know. The righteous run into it and they are safe. I mean, picture that. You just run into that tower and you're safe. Nobody can touch you. And that is how God works. He wants to do that. But do remember, the angels are listening. Oh, and this is what else I want to say. Seeing how you are all still here, that means the angels are listening, but that's where mercy comes in. That we've all said dumb things. I have said some dumb things. You know what I mean? But Psalms 136 says his mercy endures forever. So that's why we're not consumed. Okay, I don't want you to get paranoid, but try to remember the angels are listening and they want to assist you to a good outcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.